Welcome to the How To Dressage podcast, and in this episode, we're going to look at how to ride half steps. Now, when your horse is working at a medium or advanced medium level, you'll probably be thinking about teaching him advanced exercises such as the piaffe and the passage. Now, in preparation for the piaffe, you can teach your horse half steps. Now, half steps are not required in dressage tests, and they're purely used as an educational training tool by advanced riders. But what exactly are half steps, and how do you ride them? That's what we're going to talk about in today's podcast episode. So the first thing that we need to clear up is, what are half steps? Well, half steps are a shortened form of the collected trot with a reduced moment of suspension, and they're typically used to prepare the horse for learning piaffe. Now, when performing half steps, the horse must maintain the correct pure trot rhythm as he shortens his stride. Now, the trot must be collected, and the horse's frame should therefore be shorter. Now, the joints of the hind legs should show increased flexion, and the horse must remain animated and active as the hind legs step more underneath his body to carry more of his weight. Now, the moment of suspension in the pace is obviously reduced, but the steps must still show an uphill forward tendency, and the horse should remain very active and not slouch or shuffle along. Now, the goal of half steps and the idea of teaching this to your horse is to prepare him for the advanced difficult movement of piaffe. Now, half steps teach the horse to move in a rhythmical trot-like pace, with his hind legs swinging well underneath his centre of gravity, therefore creating a forward and upward tendency. Now, the good news for horses and riders who might never achieve the piaffe is that half steps do help to increase the horse's carrying power and the flexion in his hind leg joints, and that will certainly improve the overall quality of the horse's trot work. So now we know what half steps are, who can learn to ride them? Well, half steps are a challenging exercise that should really only be ridden by advanced riders on horses that are physically strong enough to carry out the movement correctly. Now, that said, less experienced riders can use half steps to teach their horse to carry more weight behind. However, the movement must be ridden correctly for the horse and rider to get the best value from it. So it's advisable to ride half steps only under the supervision of an experienced instructor. So before we go into teaching the half steps, let's just go over some common problems that can occur. Because as you would expect with such a difficult exercise, there are quite a few things to be aware of before you begin training your horse. And the things that can go wrong include the following. So number one is that the horse loses impulsion. Number two is that the trot tempo is too slow. Number three is that the horse lacks activity behind. Number four is that the horse is on the forehand. Number five is that the two-beat trot rhythm is lost. Number six is that the horse's hind legs trail out behind and do not step under. Number seven is that the horse comes croup high. Number eight is that the horse becomes tense. Number 9 is that the horse comes against the contact. Number 11 is that the neck is too tight and short. Number 12 is that the horse drops behind the vertical. And number 13 is that the horse's back becomes hollow. Now, essentially, all these issues arise because the horse loses energy and stops working forward to seek the contact. Now, even when the tempo of the pace is slower, you still need to have your legs on and keep the horse forward and up to his work. So now that we've covered the problems, let's move on to teaching the half steps. Now, before you can ride half steps correctly, your horse must work correctly as per the dressage scales of training. Now that is that the horse must work in a correct rhythm and be supple through his back to an elastic contact and a round frame. Now he should go willingly and freely forward with plenty of impulsion from behind, remaining straight and taking the weight onto his hind quarters so that he is well balanced and working in an uphill tendency. Now you must also be able to ride an effective half halt that the horse understands and responds to correctly by increasing the degree of engagement and collection that he offers you. Now once you've achieved all of that, you can then begin to teach your horse half steps. Now we're going to go through three methods, and you can use either one or a combination of them depending on what works best for you and your horse. So method one is to teach the half steps from the collected trot, and you're doing this by increasing the degree of collection in the trot. So you're going to use your seat, your back and your legs to ask the horse for more energy whilst using a restraining hand to prevent the impulsion from disappearing out the front door as speed. Now you have to be careful not to drive the horse too hard as that will cause him to hollow his back. Now it can be effective to lighten your seat slightly so that the horse's back can come up underneath you, and use both legs behind the girth to create more energy whilst you alternately restrain and relax the contact through the use of half halts. Moving on to method number two, and this is teaching the half steps from the collected walk. Now this basically uses the same aids as the previous method, so you're going to increase the energy with a balanced use of the half halt, and think of the horse pushing upwards rather than covering more ground. But there is a bit of a warning with this method, because this approach can cause problems with the rhythm, especially if the horse becomes tense. Now sometimes the walk loses the clear forebeat and can end up going lateral or pacing. Now also some horses misunderstand what the rider wants and simply starts to jog. Now if you encounter any of these problems, then it's best to choose another teaching method rather than to teach your horse these bad habits. Now that said, some horses can learn half steps successfully from the collected walk. It all depends on how your horse answers the question when you're trying to ask him for more upward energy. And lastly, method number three, which is half steps through a false transition. So you're going to ride the horse in a collected trot, and you're going to create plenty of energy first and then ride a forwards downward transition into the collected walk, and then immediately ask the horse to go back into collected trot again. And then repeat the exercise a few times so that the horse begins to anticipate the upward transition. Now that helps to maintain the energy that can often be lost when you transition to a slower pace. And next, you're going to make as if you're going to ride the downward transition, but you're not going to go the whole way. Instead, keep the trot rhythm and ask the horse to increase his energy and input into the half steps. Now don't ask for too many half steps at first, be content with only a couple of half steps and then ride forwards into the collected trot again. So to wrap this episode up, half steps are typically used by advanced riders as a training aid or a stepping stone between collected trot and PF. Now before you can teach your horse to perform half steps, you need to have him working through his back into a secure connection with the contact and in an uphill balance. Now the good news is that even if your horse doesn't have the conformation or the athletic ability to perform a true PF, half steps are a great training tool for increasing your horse's weight carrying ability. Now by using these exercises as part of your regular training regime, you can improve the overall quality of your horse's trot work and also his balance. Now if you have any questions when it comes to this podcast episode, or if you have any other hints and tips that you would like to share with us, then please feel free to do so in the comments box at the bottom of the relevant blog post on our website. And to make sure that you don't miss out on any of our other free stuff, our books, our training diaries and competitions, please don't forget to like and follow us on our other social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter and Pinterest. We truly appreciate you for taking the time to listen to our podcast and we hope that you got a lot from it. For more, don't forget to check out our articles and other free stuff, which is available on our website howtodressage.com, and pop by Amazon for our range of dressage books, planners and diaries to help you stay on track with your competitions and training. Bye for now.